I know it is the first Friday. It's kind of exciting because it's actually December 1st. So it is the first Friday. There are events going on all across the region. We'll hear more about Ely and Bemidji. But first, Katie Marshall's here, Executive Director of the McCroskey Arts Center, downtown Grand Rapids. It's pretty exciting for tonight, isn't it?
Exciting is one word, yeah. It's going to be super busy.
Yep, it's going to be good weather.
It should be nice weather.
Is Santa coming?
Oh, Santa's going to be there, for sure.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Now, what's it like with your boys? Are they excited about Santa, or is this a deal? Or
they're excited about Christmas stuff in general.
Okay,
I kind of downplay Santa because I'm not too. I mean, Santa makes a visit, but I kind of don't want. I'm not good at lying.
Yeah, just put it that way. I think I remember asking you this last year too.
So I sort of dance around that a little bit, but
okay, they'll figure it out eventually. But you don't want to just crush them.
No, but I also don't want to. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you build up a fantasy.
So. Right. So you're not doing that. What is the Elf on the Shelf thing?
No, we don't do that. Yeah. We do have an advent calendar. First day today.
So. Oh, yes. Nice. Yes.
Oh, I had those. My mom, you'd open the door too.
I like those ones. This one has little drawers. And so, so you have to find little tiny things to go in them, which is very challenging.
Wow. Like what was in today's?
Something in it?
Yes.
What was in today's drawer?
Today's was a little Rudolph finger puppet.
I kind of want to cry. That's amazing. So are all the drawers filled, or you do it one by one?
When I was growing up,
you open them, they're empty?
Santa fills them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought, okay.
But, I mean, or yes. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, we had an advent calendar with boxes, and they were always pre-filled. At least I think they were. But my kids, these are just drawers. There's no way they would restrain themselves.
So you can't put them all in there.
Yeah, so that means Santa has to remember every single night to put something in there.
25 things
Santa
you have
can
to do.
It. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did they like the finger puppet?
It was a big hit with Leo, so we decided it would be his day today. They alternate days. So.
Oh, that's good. Because there's only room for one.
Yes, and barely. I mean, he was sticking out of the drawer.
So I know your kids aren't listening right now. So what could we do? I mean, could you put candy in there too if you wanted to?
Yes.
If a candy cane or a chocolate
little
or something.
Hershey's Kisses are the perfect size. Yes. Okay. So that's a.
But you can only do that once. You can't, unless you do different color, like a
silver
wrapper.
They could each
wrapper.
Get one though. They take turns. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That might work.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be helpful. I probably got some things laying around
tiny,
here.
Tiny things, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's begin with all of the things going on around Grand Rapids, not at the McCroskey Arts Center first.
Okay, well, it is Winter Glow Festival. I know you've been announcing that, so that kicks off at 4, and there will be horse-drawn wagon rides. Santa will be down there for pictures with Santa. Santa will light the lights at 5 p.m., there's also going to be a lot of things happening in the schools related to the Winter Glow Festival. As far as I know, I think there's also fire pits in some of the streets. I think they're going to close off a couple of streets. So it's going to be very festive. There'll be carolers. It'll be a winter wonderland. And that's the theme for the downtown businesses window decorating contest. So a lot of businesses are decorating their windows. And Mrs. Claus is going to go around and judge them tonight. Mm.
She doesn't get enough credit either.
Right.
I mean, she's the backbone, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all happening downtown. But then, of course, there are about 14, 15 other places having events as well. So it would be, if somebody actually makes it to all of these, I would be extremely impressed. Frame Up has their Northwoods Holiday with Julie Medke. She's going to have her hand-tied pine wreaths, balsam fir sachets, and carved wooden spoons. And John Zazada will have his birch bark ornaments and baskets there. And they're going to try ice lanterns outside. I know that's been... Some years that works, some years it doesn't, but it should be cold enough this year.
Should be perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. VFW tonight, live jazz with Sam and Friends. They're doing a Western swing night with John Ely and Tom Schaefer, so that'll be super fun. And Jenny and Company is going to be hosting Timberwind Glass, so that's Ken Patsold and Joe Manbeck, and they'll be showing their art glass creations. Lake Lover Vintage is having an artist's open house. And they will be showing their in-house artists and having treats and things like that there as well. And Wings and Willows Art Gallery and Custom Framing is hosting Glenna Olson. And she is a local artist who specializes in relief printmaking with landscapes and plants and things like that. So she will be showing her work there. Let's see. Move It Real Estate is participating in First Friday for December, and they have local artist Leah Friesen, who will be drawing and painting keepsake portraits. So if you need a Christmas gift, bring your kid down, have Leah paint a portrait. And Stubby's Barbecue will be there and selling slow-smoked barbecue sandwiches. It's always good to have some place to get some food on First Friday. And proceeds from that will go to Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. Then Computer Enterprises is also open for First Friday, and they are showcasing artist Vicki Lawrence, who's going to be doing a weaving demonstration. So she'll also let people try their hand at weaving, and Computer Enterprises' own technician Scott Williams will be playing keyboards. Oh, they will also have appetizers. So
Scott on the keyboards.
Yep. Then, page two. So, at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation, local ceramic artists Joan Beach and Mary Augustine will be there with their work. We have a new stop this month in the Central Square Mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options. It's a new space that has opened up there. Itasca Life Options is a local organization working with, and they are working with artists of all abilities, showing off some unique handmade items. So you can stop by there and check that out. And McCrosty does some art classes with Itasca Life Options. So they have lots of fun stuff there in the mall. Stained Glass with Class is hosting the Deer River Acapella Vocal Ensemble, directed by Lenora Evans. The Lake & Co. Shop has a Meet the Brewer event with guest brewers from Bemidji Brewing, and the donations from that guided beer tasting go towards United Way-funded agencies. And then in Central School, the Artists in the Attic, I know Wasa Abed will be up on the third floor for sure, and I think I'm not sure about Mary Corwin, but there will be somebody up there. Janice Salmola Photography is hosting artist Laya Sepinen, who uses acrylic and watercolor, and her paintings are inspired by songs. And so she will often paste the lyrics for whatever song inspired the painting on the back. So I think that's kind of interesting. And then Beauty and Bliss is going to have Jack Scholand with his watercolors, Sweet Amelia's Cupcakes. And True North Salon and Spa is featuring artist Tamarack Designs, which is a local jewelry team that does upcycled jewelry with natural elements. And Brood Awakenings is hosting artist Ed Zabinski with his 365-day iPhone photography project, live music by Sam from 4 to 5:30, and a dinner special.
Breathe now, kid. Yeah.
I do need to breathe.
We're going to find out now what's going on at the McCrosty Art Center. Yeah.
Yes, so we have a big night. We have a new exhibit opening, which is a birds exhibit by Becca Muhlenberg from Duluth. So she does oil painting, and some people have seen her works before because she has little birds in our shop, but this is some bigger paintings as well. It's really, so far, it's just been up a couple days, and it's really been a very popular exhibit. Hmm. So people really enjoy it. The birds have a lot of personality, and her paintings are really well done. So.
Are they little paintings?
Are a few small ones, but there's some that are quite a bit larger as well, so it's fun to see some different sizes there.
Okay.
Yep. And then our holiday marketplace is ongoing this month. It opened the day after Thanksgiving, but tonight's a big night for that as well. So in the whole McCrosty Gallery and Art Shop, we have a lot of local artists featured with handmade goods for sale for the holidays. So that is that's going on. Then we have live music by Darcy Rich. We'll have food and wine. And we have our annual wreath auction today and ending tomorrow at 3 p.m. So we've got about 24 wreaths that are going up this morning and will be on display. People can bid on those in a silent auction.
That's what Heidi and I were talking about earlier. Just, you know, buy local stuff. Buy local stuff.
Yep.
Support the arts.
Yep. If you come downtown, there's so many different options for a thing. You wouldn't need to go anywhere else. There's lots of stuff to with all the different shops that are open and the different things that they have available, you can buy local and do all your shopping downtown.
So tell us about the wreaths. Tell me something about a creative one.
Well, I'm really excited. I convinced David Dobbs, our education coordinator, to do one, and he did a Justice League themed wreath. So he's convinced that no one will buy it. I was like, are you kidding?
That's going to be the first one to go.
It's going
to
be a big ticket one. Yep.
Wow.
So that one's pretty fun. Of course, Daniel Root does one every year. That one's also always really popular.
With the fish decoys.
Loaded with decoys and lures. So, yep. And we've got a lot of traditional ones. We have a few different sizes from 24 inches up to 36. Mine is covered in candy canes. So, yeah. So, yeah, it should be a really fun event. And that the wreath auction goes till tomorrow at 3. So if people really want to get a wreath, showing up around 2 and staking it out is a good plan.
So, Katie, what are the hours of the McCrosty again? I don't know if we say that enough.
We're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, if you need more information, you can always go to mccrostyartcenter.org and stay tuned. We're going to get more inspired, find out what's going on at the Ely Folk School, and also hear about the big grand opening of the Watermark Art Center finally.
Yes. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. In Bemidji. So stay tuned, a lot yet ahead.